House Committee on Elections, Ethics, and Rules to Order. Good morning, members. And for those in the audience who might be here for the last two bills on our list, we will not be taking up House Bill 2060 this morning, and we will not be ready to take up amendments on Senate Bill 700. So if you're here for either of those, don't worry, we're not going to be dealing with them. And I will open a work session on House Bill 3294. Jim Keller, can you tell us about this bill?
Yes, ma'am. House Bill 3294, we now have the Dash 9 amendments, which you should have before you. Just as a brief recap, the Dash 8 would add the definition of veteran, deletes for appointment as Director of Veterans Affairs, written approval of the Statutory Veterans Advisory Committee, provides additional criteria for distribution of county veteran service officer funds based on the number of veterans residing in each county, authorizes the Department of Veteran Affairs to withhold county distribution of the, and this is the Dash 9 amendment, and what it will do, it will withhold county distribution of the base amount of AND funds to enhance and expand services if the county reduces or eliminates the support of the program and provide the services itself, create a training and certification committee for veteran service officers, including those of congressionally chartered veterans organizations, to improve coordination, to provide criteria and goals for training of state, local, and congressionally chartered veterans service officers, and to assist in establishing certification criteria.
Thank you. And Representative Hunt, I know you've done a lot of work on this bill. Did you have any additional light to shed on this latest version?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think 9 is a charm. The Dash 9s are a charm. As Jim just pointed out, that change on page 9 incorporates a series of amendments that were part of Mac McDonald's testimony last week. The one other piece, because it did come up at our last hearing, I just wanted to raise, because we did hand out a memo from Representative Boquist related to the whole issue of 178 days versus 90. I think we handed out at our last committee hearing when we didn't have this issue up. Representative Boquist had done some looking into what Congress has done, and he said he's found nothing that's been enacted in the law at the federal level yet. His advice was, at this point, until the legislature can validate any federal changes, conduct new fiscals, and draft any potential changes, it would be wise not to make any changes yet, as in changing 178 to 90 days. This should be a priority topic for action February 08. The present amendment ensures our citizen soldiers are protected from political scapegoating by the various branches of the services. You know those are Representative Boquist's words. Not mine. So I think that was the other dominant question mark that was left at the last hearing.
Yes, Representative Berger.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have my own personal issue, and I have been assured and want to put on the record, Marion and Polk County are unique in that they do not have county veterans officers. They are served directly through the Department of Veterans Affairs. And in conversation with those folks under this bill, they will have funds available for those services in proportion to the number of veterans, just as any other counties do. And this is really important to my constituencies, and I wanted to make sure that that was covered. Thank you.
Okay. I think we've clarified that for the record, then, that will not be affected. Okay, further comments? We are in a work session. Members, Representative Hunt.
Madam Chair, I move the Dash 9 amendments to House Bill 3294.
Representative Hunt moves the Dash 9 amendments to House Bill 3294. Is there discussion? Is there objection? Amendment is adopted. Representative Hunt.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move House Bill 3294 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Hunt moves House Bill 3294 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there discussion? Shauna, please call the roll.
Aye.
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 Excused.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. And Representative Hunt, would you like to carry this?
Yes, thank you.
Great. Thank you. I will close the work session on House Bill 3294.
The changing of the gyms.
Standardies. Now we have our other gym administrator, Jim. And I will open a work session on House Bill 2909A. And Jim Stembridge, would you please tell us about this bill?
Madam Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2909A establishes a statute of repose and product liability actions equal to the useful, safe life of the product at issue. You have the dash A12 from last time, which adds a definition for the R-type metal halide or mercury vapor light bulb. And then in addition to that, you have the dash A14 from Jim Gardner.
Okay, we are in a work session, members, and we took quite a bit of testimony on this bill when we heard it at our last hearing. So,
Madam Chair,
did you want to discuss further? Yes, Representative Berger.
Madam Chair, I'd like to move the dash 14 amendments to House Bill 2909.
Representative Berger has moved the dash 14 amendments to House Bill 2909. Would you wish to explain them to
me? Yes, I will. It restores the existing statute of ultimate repose language in Section 1 and changes the deadlines for occurrences from 8 years to 12 years after purchase and for commencement of civil actions from 10 to 14 years after the purchase. Applies to all causes of action before or after the effective date, except causes of action for which cause of action was commenced before the effective date, and it provides exemption from statute of repose limitation for damages caused by R-type halide rights, and it retains manufactured dwelling provisions of House Bill 2909.
Thank you for that explanation. Further discussion?
Madam Chair,
yes,
clarification. We also have the dash 12 amendments, and just to make sure, the dash 14 and the dash 12 do not go together.
Yeah, they absolutely do not go together. They're two alternative approaches to modifying the statute.
Madam Chair, just clarification where we are on the bill. My state senator, who's a doctor, wrote a letter and brought in the impact this would have on the medical profession. I'd like to get some clarification on this. My understanding is the bill is about product liability. Does this have an impact on physicians, or is there anyone who can give us clarification on that?
I suppose we could either ask our administrator or ask for a couple of comments from the audience. I don't know if I don't see anybody here representing the Oregon Medical Association.
Yep.
Is there? Oh, I do. Okay. Would you like to come forward?
No, she would like to.
Or not.
His concern is that if there's no such open repose, then that practice rates are going to go
up. Yes.
The reason is that they put
stuff. Good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yeah, please. Okay. Identify yourself for the record.
For the record, my name is Amy Goodall, and I represent the Oregon Medical Association.
And I don't know, Amy, if you heard the question, but I think Representative Buckley was asking how this affected doctors.
Well, physicians are concerned about the change in the law because they put products in people's bodies and prescribe them, and they think that the proposed changes would increase liability insurance premiums and such.
Can I ask?
Yes, go ahead.
In the states that do not have the statute of repose, has that proven to be true? Can you provide any information to us that says that in states that do not have this, malpractice insurance rates are higher than states that do have this?
I obviously wasn't prepared to do this today, so I don't have that with me now, but I would be happy to gather that information.
Thank you.
Okay. I see other people trying to get our attention to speak in the audience. Members, we are in a work session on the dash 14 amendment. So do people feel we need additional clarification?
Madam Chair, my struggle with this, if you'll indulge me, is that I am much more in favor of the dash 12s, given all the previous testimony we've heard. The kind of late addition from my state senator's push on impact on physicians does give me a little bit of concern. I'm trying to get that clarified, but obviously I don't think we have the information available to clarify that. So I just express my frustration on that, because of a last-minute information push on the bill on that part. But I'll just let it go at that and said I prefer the dash 12s, and I'll be voting against dash 15s.
Okay. Further discussion? Thank you. Is on the dash 14s, I think we need to call the roll on this. Shauna, would you please call the roll?
Aye.
No.
No.
Excused. Yes.
No.
No. Motion fails.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Representative Buckley.
I move the dash A12 amendments to House Bill 2909.
Representative Buckley moves the dash 12 amendments to House Bill 2909. Is there discussion? Since we may need, yes, Representative.
Just to put on the record, I am going to be a courtesy yes. I am a big believer in it still have support on the floor. Democracy should move forward, and I am not going to paint that process. But I reserve the right to vote no on the floor.
Representative Berger.
Yes.
On the amendment.
Yes, and I too will support the amendment to move the advance the bill to the next stage.
Okay, so is there, we're on the amendment for the discussion. Is there objection? Okay, amendment dash 12 is adopted. Representative Buckley.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 2909 as adopted, as amended to the floor with a do-pass recommendation.
Representative Buckley moves House Bill 2909 as amended to the floor with a do-pass recommendation. Discussion. Representative Berger.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. I think we heard some very interesting testimony on this particular proposal. I think that I'm persuaded that Oregon lies about in the middle in this product liability thing when you consider both the statute of limitation and the other provisions that are protective of consumers in this issue. I think that it does become very much of an economic development issue, both not just for doctors but for industry when you when you change this, it can make the climate here quite a bit less friendly for a number of folks who we depend on to provide it services. It's always sort of a tension between the people providing the services and protection for the consumers. I think this goes too far one way, and I cannot support this bill. Thank you. And thank you for the testimony of all the folks. This is tough stuff. I'm not saying that this is necessarily easy, but this particular change I cannot support.
Thank you for the comment. Representative Buckley.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And thank you, Vice Chair Berger. It is a hard call on this. I do lean on the fact that we've had so many people come to ask session after session for exemptions from the statute of ultimate repose. And obviously the process involved with that is a painful one for all concerned. The testimony that on the business climate I do take very seriously. My personal opinion is that we make our education system to the best education system in the country is the best thing that we can do for our business climate. And in terms of the documentation we were given concerning the state's ratings for business climate, it did impress me that Delaware, number one, rated for business climate, does not have the statute of ultimate repose. So I consider those arguments, but I am in favor of this bill.
Further discussion? I would just comment that I don't actually think that Oregon is somewhere in the middle right now by the state-by-state numbers that we have looked at. There's only one state, North Carolina, that has a shorter length of time in their law than Oregon, and that is 6 years as opposed to our eight. There are 32 states that have no time limit, and there are several states that do have the language that the dash 12s that have now been adopted are in place. So I think that this proposal would put us much more in the range of the vast majority of states. And I, like Vice Chair Buckley, do not find it acceptable to session after session have basically a parade of horribles coming into the legislature of people who've been badly wounded or injured by whether it's exploding gas tanks, or the latest being the halide lights, and then have to carve out exceptions for each of those cases. So I think we do need to come up with a version of this law that works for everybody, and that's why I will be supporting it today. So, seeing no further comment, Shauna, would you please call the roll?
Representative
Berger? No.
Representative
Buckley? Aye.
No.
Representative
Hunt?
Aye.
Representative
Roblin? Aye. Representative Hatcher? Excused. Aye. Motion carries. And Representative McPherson had earlier expressed interest in carrying this on the floor. For some reason, he cannot. I, the chair, will carry it. And... Okay, so I will close the work session on House Bill 2909. Members, we will not be taking up the other two bills on our agenda today. I think I will carry over Senate Bill 700 to our hearing on Monday, and I guess we might as well carry over House Bill 2060 to preserve the opportunity to take it up Monday as well. And with nothing further to come...
Can I just ask, in terms of, is your intent for meeting schedule to stick to Monday, Wednesday, Friday?
At this point, I do intend to do that, because there really seems to be no time slot where other members of the committee are not either in other committees or on the floor. So we may need to be more flexible as we move toward adjournment. But right now, I think that's what we'll do.
Madam Chair, is there a possibility, if necessary, that we add Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8?
Yeah, we could certainly do that if we need additional hearings. So, yeah, and we are now on basically 1 hour notice, or no notice, I guess, for work sessions.
Very
so
good.
We could post these hearings on pretty short order.
And Madam Chair, will we be starting at 8 now every time, or are we going to stay at 8:30 on Mondays?
Ah, now that's a good point.
That long commute from West Island getting you?
No, I'm thinking of Representative Buckley. For me, it is not a problem, but I know that for Representative Buckley and Representative Escobedo, they happen to want to go home, it's a long ways, and Representative Roblin. So that's all I'm asking.
I think we only have two bills to take up by Monday, we probably could start at 8:30.
Yeah, and give them another half an hour. I'm fine.
We have four bills?
We had a two more thing.
Well, I think we can still try to accommodate our members who have to travel a long distance and start at 8:30 on Monday and be excused from floor session for the first part. If we
Vice Chair Berger is my hero.
Representative Escobedo, did you have a
comment? From the Southern Delegation.
Southern Delegation, okay.
We would suggest Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday with no Monday.
Ah, okay. Well, we've already posted for this Monday, but we can consider trying to do that.
In the future.
She's guaranteed all of July.
Okay. Yeah. We'll get you all of July.
With nothing further to come before us today, committee is adjourned. Okay.